Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Jamie.
Hi.
Hey, you're the next contestant on Jeff and Jen's 1K Letter of the Day. How are you doing this morning?
I'm awesome. I'm so excited. I can't believe I got through.
Well, we're glad you did. Hope you're having a good day so far. I'm looking out the window. I see dark skies. Is it storming where you are?
Look good. That's okay.
Oh. Okay. I can see some light behind you, Jeff, though. So I think maybe it's moving faster than you think.
Yeah, it just looks kind of freaky out there. We got like part of the landscape here is dark skies, then we got light skies, and we got those fast moving clouds. So I'm just glad you're indoors and sheltered, Jamie.
Yes. So. I'm working from home today, so I don't have to drive anywhere. So it's good.
Excellent. What line of work are you in?
I'm a recruiter for Carl Zeiss Vision in Hebron.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, we have a chance to win an extra $1,000. Sure, that could probably help out.
That would be awesome. Yeah. But I just want to tell you guys, I just love your show. I'm probably going to do terrible, but I'm super excited to be here.
I don't know. You might surprise yourself.
I can't believe I got through. I was like,
Oh, you're going to do great.
Sounds like you're great at setting expectations. So you could be even better at playing the game.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to open up your envelope here.
Maybe you'll get a really easy letter, like M or something.
Something.
Let's see what you got.
Let's see what you got here. All right. Your letter is, this sucks.
Uh-oh.
Get the letter Q.
Q?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bull.
Oh, Jamie. We had such, at least you were, you know, you went into it knowing you weren't going to win. I'm just kidding.
No, that's, she may surprise herself.
You're going to surprise yourself.
I have a really good excuse now.
There you go. All right, so I got 30 seconds on the clock. I will not start the clock until Tim asks the first question. Are you ready, Jamie?
I'm ready.
Ready as you can be.
Yeah.
All right, with the letter Q, whenever you're ready, Tim.
Okay. Sorry, I'm Googling really quickly here. All right. Okay. Something you drink.
Oh, God.
Quarantini.
Pass.
School subject.
Oh.
Quartz.
Water toy.
Quarters.
Name a car.
That's his name.
Something you scream.
Cute with a Q.
Quit it.
Quit it.
Quit
right.
It. Oh, and then I thought of quantum physics.
That would have been a great school side. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
What was the first question again?
Something you drink.
Quarant. I was going to say Nestle Quick.
Oh, that
yeah,
works.
Quick.
That's a good one. I never use Q words, I think.
No. It's really, that's a challenging one.
Yeah, that is. That was a
that
tough
is a
one.
Hard one.
Yeah,
it
really
QT.
Is. That would, you know, I think we would have, sometimes people spell it like that, like QT. I don't know.
Right.
You tried, girl.
Yeah, we
Sorry.
Appreciate you. Better luck
that
next time.
That was hard.
I'm never going to get through again.
Yes, you are. Believe in you get, don't you want. You can do it.
Hopefully, like, this is the first of many.
Yeah, it's like being struck by lightning. Once you get struck by lightning,
that's right.
You're more prone to get struck by lightning again. It's same with calling in.
Every day now.
To the show.
There you go. We're feeling good about it. All right, Jamie. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
You bet. Take it easy.
Bye.
All right, let's do this. 8:29, we check the roads. Here's Toria now with your latest Q102 traffic. Hey, Kenny.
How's it going?
Not bad. Yourself?
Doing all right. Just got off work.
Excellent.
That's a good feeling, isn't it, Kenny?
Always.
Yeah.
All right, well, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. We got three headlines for you. She's going
to
read all three. Pick the one that's real, you win.
All right, Kenny, is the real headline A, a guy was caught smuggling drugs in his fake manhood? Is it B, three guys are busted for trying to smuggle a camel into a zoo? Or is it C, a teenager is arrested for throwing Big Macs at the Burger King drive-thru window?
Oh, I'm going to go with A.
It is A. Congratulations.
Yeah. Way to go.
You get to go take a dip at Coney Island.
Awesome.
What kind of work do you do?
I work out at the airport. I work at DHL, shipping a whole bunch of freight.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You guys are busy.
Yes, sir. It's been definitely a lot busier with this corona going on.
I'm sure. Well, here's the story. Earlier this year, speaking of the airport, airport security in Belgium stopped a guy who was flying in from Jamaica, and they detected cocaine.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Thank you, Rick James. It's not clear if a drug dog singled him out or what, but they did not find any drugs on him. He did fail a drug test, though. So they took him to a hospital to do a full examination, and it turned out he was hiding 4.5 ounces of cocaine in a fake penis.
Oh, no.
So they accused him of being a drug mule. At that point, he claims he got the drugs in Jamaica while he was there visiting his mom and brought them back just for personal use. But either way, he's facing up to 3 years in prison now, so he'll be back in court tomorrow for his sentencing. We'll give you an update when we know more.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.